this is a podcast about Mina's mess. I have a 2-year-old toddler named Amina and an 8-month-old baby named Naomi. Amina loves to make a mess, and I just don't know what to do because her father, he goes to work, he comes home, he expects the house to be clean, right? Granted. However, we recently moved from Florida to Arizona, where we now live with his mother and her other son, right? So, I mean, it's a really big house. Everybody has enough space except for the living area. There's toys, right? I mean, everything has a place. The only issue is keeping it in this place or putting it back in this place when we're done, because I feel like I'm constantly cleaning up. Like, this morning, my daughter, the 2-year-old, wanted some trail mix. So her grandmother gave her trail mix, no problem. However, her grandmother went to the store. I had to give her the trail mix. So what does Amina do? Make another one of mini messes. She literally takes the trail mix out of the container by just turning it upside down, spilling it all over the floor, all over the couch, and then taking her sword after I told her to clean it up and just spread it all across the floor. From where I'm sitting in this living room area, there's toys in here, there's toys in the kitchen, there's toys in the other living room, and there's toys in the hallway, and I can see all of that. And I'm just exhausted already. And it's not even 9 o'clock. No, Omi. No. Cannot eat that. Mommy gotta clean that up. I don't know. It's okay. I'll get you something else. Now, Mina's mess has become a desire to my 1-year-old. She wants to eat it. She wants to eat the nuts, which means she's not one, she's 8 months. She can't eat peanuts. She'll choke. She has 2 teeth. Just 2 teeth. You can't eat the peanuts, honey. So my question is, what I want to know from other people is, how do you keep the mess in order? Like, what do you do? Do you make... this is really for like two under two, because I think once they're a little bit older, they understand how to clean up and all that good stuff. And how many times do you clean up? What time of the day do you clean up? Do you let the house just go crazy throughout the day and then decide to clean up? Or do you continuously clean up throughout the day? How do you ever get work done? Because although I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm also a writer, and I'm working on some stuff. And I need to finish my project, but I feel like I'm constantly cleaning. So what should I do? What would you do? I have some advice, too, but I'm going to hear from you first. So let's give a call to a friend and see what she'll do. There she is. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, so thank you for joining me. So let's just introduce you first. So tell everybody your name and how many children you have.
Well, my name is Sarah, and I have 3 kids.
Okay, Sarah. So you say you have 3 children. What are they ages?
I have a daughter. She's 11. I have a son, he's 2, and I have another daughter, she's 10 months.
So you have the luxury of having 2 under 2, huh?
Oh, if you want to call it luxury.
I call it a luxury because you kind of like got it back, kind of got it out the way, even though it's like hard right now. But like, imagine when they're 4 and 5, 5 and 6, 6 and 7, 7 and 8, and they have each other consistently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So what made you do, you say, how old is your oldest?
11.
11 and 2. Why such an age gap?
It just happened. I wasn't planning it. But, you know, I did love that my second child was a boy. And then when my third child came, it was such a shocking. And, you know, I ended up having a girl. At first, you know, I was happy. Well, I am still happy, but.
So, I got a question. So, yeah. When I had my second baby, who's 9 months, and my first baby is 2 years old, when I had the second baby, I was tired, right? Mm-hmm. And I always say, I say, I want to have another baby while I'm still tired. Do you understand that when I say that?
No, yes, I understand that completely. I wish this could have happened back when I had my oldest daughter, because, you know, she don't got nobody. Okay. But these versus these two, they got each other. They play with mm-hmm. stuff. You know, they argue, fight. Jen just, my oldest, her name's Genesis. She's just all alone.
She's all alone. Okay, but she's a good help to you, right?
She's a help when she wants to.
So she's in like that teenage stage where she don't really want to. She want to do her own thing.
Right.
Okay. So question. So let's talk about the mess.
What? Airbnb?
So my daughter, Amina. Airbnb. She.
Airbnb.
Amina.
Amina. She likes to make a mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to call it, I call it Mina's mess. So how do you deal with that? Do your children, are they like messy, playful? Like, do they have toys everywhere? And do you have to constantly clean up? How often do you clean up?
I was cleaning up right away, but I had learned to stop cleaning up right away because they just finna come and mess it all up again.
So you have a specific time of the day you do it? Like, you're doing it in the morning, at night, what?
Oh, like when they nap. I do that nap, and then I do it when they go to sleep at night.
Oh, good, good, good. That's what I've just learned to do recently. Like, okay, when they go take their nap, I'll clean up. And then when they go to sleep, I'm not cleaning up in the morning. I'm not cleaning up throughout the day. That's it. So I totally understand. Right. Now nap time. How is that working with the 2-year-old and the 10-month-old?
Great. I have them on the schedule.
Do they go to sleep at the same time?
Yes.
Was it always like that?
Well, yeah. Like, it started out when I had my son, Noah. You know, I go to work because I'm a crossing guard at my oldest daughter's school. So I go to work when I come home from work. You know, I feed him, you know, watch a little TV, and we'll go to sleep. So when my third child come along, you know, she on the same sleeping pattern as him. Like, Noah, even though I'm not working right now during the pandemic, he still on that schedule. So, you know, he'll go to sleep around 12, wake up at 2. Same way with my littlest.
So you're not working. And you said you're a crossing guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so being a crossing guard, and you said you was a crossing guard at your child's school. So that means your child is out of school as well, correct?
Yes, we're doing in-school learning.
So how is that? How is that homeschool for the child, for the 10-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. And to a toddler and an infant. How is that working for you?
It's great. Actually, you know, Jen, my oldest, her name is Jen. She's in school, but she's an older one. So she's in 5th grade. So it's like, I really don't got to be. So I feel for the moms that got kindergarten, so they have to like literally sit right there.
Right.
But
so when she's in school, is she distracted by the other ones? Are they loud? Are they like, is it like in controlled environment? What's the setup to like for her to be successful?
It's controlled. So she be in her room with the door closed.
Oh, nice.
They know it's school time. She can focus without
the noise. Oh, even the children, they understand it, the babies?
Mm-hmm. They're going knocking at her door.
They do or they don't?
They do go knocking at her door and she be like, school. And so my 2-year-old be like, school.
So, oh, and then he walks away?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So do you plan on having any more?
No.
So why do you say no?
Like I said before, my third one was a surprise.
Uh-huh.
I can't do this again.
Do what exactly?
The baby stage. Like, I love my older daughter. Like, she cooks, she cleans after herself. You know, she can bathe herself. Like, you say you have two too. So how's bath time for you?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so my 2-year-old got hair like down to her butt, right? Mm-hmm. And it's thick, thicker than sponges. So trying to wash her hair is already a hassle. And then to comb it is another hassle. So right now I'm doing separate bath times. I did bath time together maybe once or twice, maybe twice, two times. Because the first time it was easy. It was all three of us actually in a tub together.
Mm-hmm. So I tried that once. Easy. It did not work out.
And the second time was them two. But the 9-month old has just learned how to splash the water.
Mm-hmm.
So she likes splashing. And then the 2-year-old is looking at her like, huh, she's doing that. And mommy's laughing. So let me do it too. Not realizing that her splashes is much more powerful than the 9-month old. So now there's Mina's mess again that has to be cleaned up. So mm-hmm. they don't take baths together anymore because of that.
So taking baths together. So how is, like, I learned it's more easy for me to, you know, wash one, wash the other. And, you know, to take them out versus me trying to do it one by one.
So you still have them taking, they both take a bath together still?
Mm-hmm. When it's bath time, I take it together. I bought, like, little toys, like little crayons, like, to keep them more distracted. But yes, they do splash. But it limited the splash a little bit.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that tonight, actually. I think I'm going to try that because I'd be like, okay, you're going to take a bath now and you're going to take a bath later. Then I get tired and then I end up giving one a bath in the morning and one at night. So, because right. Amina's 2 and she understands the concept of a shower. So in the morning, don't judge me, but I let her take a shower. I do. I say, okay.
She's going to take a shower. What's wrong with that?
Because she wakes up. Yeah, and she wakes up later than the 9-month old Naomi. So Amina wakes up at 10:30 a.m. And I'll let her take a shower. But prior to her waking up, I wake up first with the baby, Naomi, and we'll take a shower together. That's how I get that done. That's how I have to do it sometimes. But see, the only reason why it doesn't work sometimes is because when Amina's taking a shower, Naomi wants to be there too. You know,
right?
So I had to put her in her walker because she wants to be in the mix and she want to get close. And Amina wants her close, so it's just like, what to do? Mm-hmm. So earlier I went live on Facebook and I talked about being a stay-at-home mom and making money. It's a different. We're in a new era, right? So mm-hmm. back in the day, stay-at-home moms used to just stay at home, cook, clean, take care of the children, and repeat every single day. So right. Now, stay-at-home moms, we do that. And then some, we're entrepreneurs as well. So I want to talk about entrepreneurship. So what are you doing to, like, keep some income as an entrepreneur?
I've been making weeds.
Nice. That is really good, especially now during this time because with COVID, you know, people can't really afford to go to the shops. And sometimes you can just throw on a wig and go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm trying to get into this wig thing. I haven't grasped it yet, but I want to. Because sometimes I'll just put 2 French braids in my hair and call it a day.
Put so a cap much on better. Because after getting your babies together, then you make sure my oldest look presentable. I really don't have time to want to make myself look presentable, so I just throw the wig on in my clothes and I look great.
Right, I understand. I totally get that. But so do you have any questions for me?
No, I already kind of asked you when you was asking me.
You got any advice for future stay-at-home moms who are maybe thinking about it or
schedule.
You believe in schedules.
Mm-hmm. When you get up, you already know who's going to want the bottle. You know, prepare the breakfast. You know, then you got to clean it up. Like, yeah, so just get that schedule because they'll be on schedule. They'll falling out. You know, how they play time, watching some TV, educational TV. Because, you know, the ABCs, they really grasp on to that. Yeah, I believe in schedules. Bedtime.
You know what's so funny is I hate schedules. I hate routine. I hate doing the same thing every day over and over again. I start to feel like a robot, like I'm not human. It really bothers me, right? Mm-hmm. But this time, as a stay-at-home mom, because when I was doing it in Florida, I did no schedules at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the baby kind of created a schedule for you anyway. You start to realize like they go to sleep every day at the same time. They get tired at the same time. They wake up at the same time. They want to eat at the same time. They want to play. They want to do this, do that. So you realize that they create their own schedule.
Right.
And you fall in line. But that schedule doesn't necessarily work for you. So now I'm just getting in tune with scheduling. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, let me put them to sleep right now. So I say every day, at first I thought 1 o'clock, but if Amina's not waking up till 10:30, 1 o'clock is too early for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Because she wakes up at 10:30. Okay. She don't want to eat right away. She might get in the shower. Then go outside to the park or whatever we'll do. And then go to sleep around 2:30, 3 o'clock. And her sister falls in line because her sister wants to do whatever she sees her doing.
Yes.
So it works. So now I'm like, okay, I love this. This schedule thing, it works. It gives you a peace of mind. I promise I get a peace of mind. I'm like, okay, I know. From 3 to 6 p.m., they gonna both go to sleep. They gonna both be asleep. Or 3 to 5, I should say. They gonna both be asleep. And that's great. And then they're gonna both wake up at the same time. And they both wanna go to sleep again at 9:20 p.m.
Yes.
It's so awesome.
Yes. You know? That way, you know, you can have your long time, like get some me time.
And yeah, that's so important as a stay at home mom. It's so important. I think the most for me. The one thing that I desire the most is to take a bath by myself.
Yes. I don't even know. I commend you for doing that. I got in trouble with both of them. I can't even do a shower because how I'm supposed to sit her down? They want to slip and slide. Like, no, he want to slip and slide.
You can't sit her down. You got to hold her.
How I'm supposed to wash up good, too?
I know, right? I know. And that's the thing. You got to hold her with one hand and wash your body. And it's not, you don't feel like you clean thoroughly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to try to get up in the middle of the night and take it by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way you feel so relaxed. That's the only way I can do it.
Well, when it's time for mine, I asked my 11-year-old to keep an eye.
Yep, that's another thing. So, my their grandmother, paternal grandmother, lives with us, so now it's a little bit easier. So like this morning, I said, "Hey, can you keep Naomi so I can take a shower?" She said, "Yeah." I was so happy. I was so freaking happy. People don't understand those little things. That
yes.
little bit of help
yes.
makes a world of difference.
Yes,
and so that's why I do commend people who I do congratulate you like. From having a baby, like an 11-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
who can't help. That's a congratulations because you don't understand when you're younger, when you're like 18, 19, having babies, and everybody's like, oh, you're having babies at a young age. But then you have a baby at 30, and you ain't got no help because your parents are old now.
Yeah.
And they don't want to help you. So, and now you
back in the day, older parents loved the kids.
Yeah,
it's different but, now. Ain't no nothing be wrong with them. They
right.
older parents have had a breakfast and they come to your house. Like, oh, you having my grandbaby? Ooh, I'm finna come cook your breakfast. You don't have to worry about right. nothing while you can chill your first 6 weeks. I wish it was still like that sometimes, but nowadays
me, I do too. But nowadays our parents who are their grandparents are lazy grandparents sometimes. Sometimes that's because
they still spoiled. Trying to chill.
That's because they were spoiled. You know, they were spoiled when we was babies.
They so. Trying to chill. You know, times have changed. I think they still trying to go out, vacay. You know, do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So things just different now. They like, oh, we had our children.
That's what my father said. He said, "I raised mine.
Right,
I ain't got raised yours.
Right. I'm just used
and
to it."
Like,
And when I do, like, get, like, a babysitter or anything, I feel lost without them. I'm like, oh, it's like I can hear a baby crying. Like, I can hear
the guilt. Mom guilt. What is it? It's mom guilt and it's phantom cries. I hear it all the time. I'm in the tub constantly. If I'm in the tub, I'm opening the door. You know, I hear baby crying. But it's nobody there. It's nobody crying. So I totally understand. But I thank you for taking the time out your day and joining me on my podcast. So I'll share the links with you so you can listen and share it on your Facebook wall and wherever else you share it.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you know any other stay-at-home moms or moms just being entrepreneurs or wonderful what they're doing, just have them reach out to me, okay? And then we'll just add them to this conversation, all right?
Okay, I will. All right.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Bye-bye.
I thank everybody who joins my audience and listen and share and invite people, whether it's just for entertainment or knowledge or any of those things. I invite any and everybody to just be a part of my journey and other mothers and parents' journeys as we raise our children, especially in this world we live in now, it's a pandemic. My daughter, my 2-year-old daughter, always say, "Mommy, mask, mommy, mask." She always remembers that I have to put on a mask whenever we go into a store. But that's enough for me to mess this episode, but please tune in again and we'll be back with schedules. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.